Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Chaf, and we are here on Yud Tes Ambez, about 4 or 5 lines up, about a story about a donkey. If you remember from yesterday, right, we talked about what the animal is normal and used to eating. If it's roi, right, again, the mission had said, if it's normal, what it's going to be eating. So then behemah is muad, right, it's going to be chayiv, right, that's going to be chayiv for shein. But if it ate something that's not muad, something that's not normally eaten, something that's not muad to eat, like clothing or kalim or whatever, so you're going to pay chatinazik because that is mishunah. So the Gemara just gave examples, right, of things that animals eat b'shas adchak, right, that's what we said, and Rav Papa just said, right, now you tell me that animals that eat things that b'shas adchak, meaning that animals will eat something if they got nothing else, right, even though they don't normally eat that, like a dog will lick oil or a pig will eat some meat, right, so in that case we said, mishalim, nezik shalim, you play full damages. So Rav Papa just said, right, again, it must be, he added some other cases, right, a cat, and who ate some dates, etc. So now we're going to have a story about that situation, and we're going to do that for a little bit, then we'll get to our main sugya of Zenene Vezelo Chasar, fascinating sugya. But that will be later on Amud Aleph. So let's see, the Ha'u Chamra de Achal Nehma Upalsia de Sala. The case was, right, that a donkey ate bread and then broke the basket that the bread was in. So the Gemara says, right, the Chayve Rav Yehuda L'Shaim Nezik Shalem Ha'Nehma V'Asala Chatsi Nezik. The guy who owned the donkey had to pay Nezik Shalem for the bread, right, that's normal, that makes sense, like regular Shein. And then a salad on the basket, which is not normal, which is mishuna, right? Then you would pay chatzinazek like as if it was karen, as if it was a tam. So Gemara says va'amai, but 1 second, why is that true? Right, came to orche lemechol nema orche nami lepsuli sala. What do you mean? If a donkey's going to stick his face in a basket to eat some bread, right? It makes sense that he'll end up eating the basket or breaking the basket or whatever. So why is that not normal? So Gemara says the case is dach of a hader palis. So yeah, in Echonami, the case is where he ate the bread and then he went back, right, and went after the basket. So that's strange, right, for him to go after the basket without bread. The Gemara says, 1 second, but pas orchehu, but is it normal for the donkey to eat bread? Right, or Minyan will bring a brisa that says against this. Right, achal pas ubasar v'tavshil, right, if an animal, right, ate basar, right, meat, or pas, or bread, or basar, or meat, tavshil, some sort of dish, right? Mishalim chatzinazik, you pay chatzinazik. My lab behema. Aren't we talking about a behema? And we see that you're going to pay, what's it called? You're going to pay chatzinazik because it's not normal for a doggy, for an animal to eat pasta, eat bread. The Gemara says, lo, bachaya. No, we're talking about a wild animal, meaning obviously that you're responsible for, but a wild animal. So that's what we're talking about. So that's not a steer against our halacha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Chaya basa orchehu. What do you mean? Why would you pay chatzinazik in the case with a chaya, where a wild animal like a lion, right, ate meat? Right, it's normal for deep meat. Square says the metave, the case is where the meat was cooked. When the meat was roasted, Rashi says tzli esh. So that's not normal, right? Animals like live meat, right? Raw meat. Square says ibaisema, or another answer, batavia, right? It was kind of, what's a chaya? A chaya is not only a wild animal, but it could be a tavia. Tavia is a tzvi. A tavia is a deer. Right, then that could be, right, obviously that's not going to eat meat. Eboy's hema, or another answer, lola behema. Really, no, the case is not a chaya, but it's a behema. But ubiptora. The case is, right, the food is on the table, Rashi says, right, the bread is on the table, and that's not normal for a donkey or an animal, right, a behema to go up, right, you can imagine a cow with his feet up on the table eating some bread. That's not normal, so in that case, you would pay chatzinaz. Okay. Ahu barcha dechaza lifta apumi dedana. There was a goat that saw some sort of vegetable, lifta, right? I forget which vegetable that is, but anyway, it saw it on top of a table, on top of a barrel, rather, right? And sarik salik, right? It kind of climbed up to the top of the barrel, and achlo lifta, and ate the vegetable, v'tavri l'dana, and broke the barrel. So chavi rava, a lifta v'adana, nezik shalim. So Rava said, you got to pay for both, nezik shalim. The Gemara says, my time, why is that? Kim d'orche, the mecha lifta, right? Orche nami l'sruche ulemisrach. Just like it's normal for the goat to eat the vegetable, so too it's normal for it to jump up, right, and kind of get to the top of the barrel, right, to get to the vegetable, and therefore you're going to pay nezik shalim, right, for what's it called, for paying the breaking for the barrel. So Amar Ilfa said as follows: Behema merushus arabim upashta tzavarav achol me'al gabe chaverta. Right, if the animal is in rishus arabim, again Shane, if you remember Shane and Regal, right, are only chayav rishus anizak. But anyway, animal is in rishus arabim and it sticks out its neck and it eats from something that's on top of another animal that's next to it. So in that case, chayavus, we're actually going to be chayav. Why? My time. Why is that? In rishus arabim, Because the animal eating off the back of another animal is chatzi nezek, right? Meaning, right? Chatzi nezek. Kechatzer hanizek. It looks like chatzi nezek. Kechatzer hanizek dami. It's as if it is, right? The chatzer, right? It's as if the chatzer of somebody else, meaning the back of the animal, is considered to be rishus hanizek. It's considered to be, right, the chatzer of someone else. Right? And therefore, right, you're going to be chayev first shein. Gemara says, maybe. I'll bring a brisa to prove that that's true. Haizik upozim mishlaves lachorav upashet tzavar v'achol menu chayaves. If for some reason a person, well not for some reason, but if a person had a basket behind him, right, again like a knapsack, right, and then the animal kind of stuck its mouth into the knapsack or into the basket or whatever it was and ate it, so in that case you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, isn't that the case again, even in Rishus Rabim? So Gemara says, no, k'davar rava b'kofetzes, right, achanami b'kofetzes. No, so you're going to say the rava said somewhere else that we're told dealing with a case where the animal jumped up. So too over here, the animal jumped up, and therefore it's mishuna, it's not normal, right? And therefore it's going to be Karen, right, in Rishus Harabim. And obviously when we say you're going to be chayev, you're going to be chayev chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, heichanit mar Rava, where was it that Rava said the animal is jumping up? The Gemara says, aha, on this case, Dam Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia said, Behema Rishus Harabim, and halcha v'achla petura, and amda v'achla chayevis. If an animal is in Rishus Harabim, if it's walking and eating, then it's going to be potter. If it's standing and eating, that's going to be chayev. Why is that? That's very strange, right? Walking and eating, that's, again, normal case of an animal in Rishus Harabim, is going to be potter for shein. Amda v'achla, but if it stood still, then it's going to be chayev. The Gemara says, Maishna halcha d'orchehu, amda nami orchehu, but isn't that, aren't both of those normal actions for an animal? And if you're dealing with normal action for an animal in Rishus Harabim, that's going to be shein. Right, you shouldn't be chayiv in Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rava b'kofetzes." That's what Rava said. No, the case is where the animal jumped up, right, like on its hind legs, which is a strange action, right? That's going to be Karen, and Karen is chayiv chatzi nezek, right, b'Rishus Harabim. Okay, boy, Rabbi Zera asked the following shayla: b'mizgalgal. Let's say the thing is rolling. What's rolling? So the Gemara goes and asks that in a second. Where the food is rolling. Right, from one rishus to the next. Mao, what's the din? Heichi dami, what's the case? Kigon dekaima amir rishus ayachid, become as galgal v'asim rishus ayachid rishus arabim. Maybe the amir is like straw or is like food for an animal, right? So it's in the rishus ayachid and it's rolling into the rishus harabim, meaning the animal is kind of pushing it. Right, from the Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim, and so are going to be, again, there's a difference, right, depending on where the damage was done. So are we going to say that since it took it from Shusha Yochid, it's going to be Chayiv, or are we going to say since it actually ate it in Shusha Rabim, right, you're going to be potter? So Gemara says, Tashma, bring your proof. Right, the Tanya Rabbi Chia said, Masri Miktsasu Bifnim, Miktsasu Bachud. So if you have some sort of package, some sort of bundle, half of it is in Shusha Rabim, half of it is in Shusha Yochid. Achla Bifnim Chayiv, Achla Bachud, Petura. Right, wherever the animal is, right, if it ate inside Rishus Yochid, then it's going to be potter. It's going to be chayiv. And if it ate outside, then it's going to be potter. I might love Mizgalgal, but also isn't that our case of Mizgalgal? So the Gemara says, no, not really. Not a good proof. Ema achla al mashe bifnim chayiv. Ema achla, meaning you should say that it ate, right, if it ate the stuff, the produce, al mashe bifnim chayiv es al mashe b'chutz petura. Right, if it was inside, whatever was inside, meaning if the sack was lying 50-50, right, in the bundles lying 50-50, Rishus Harabim, Rishus Yochid, whatever was inside is going to be chayev, whatever is outside is going to be potter. Iboy, same, another answer. Kikam Rabbi Chia, v'psila das pasta. Or you could just say you're dealing with this long, long vegetable, right, that some of it was inside, some of it was outside, so therefore, right, what's it called, that lechor, regardless of where the animal is standing, right, it's going to be, how do you read that? What's the tzedadim here? Sorry. Sorry, one second. Right, meaning since the Rashi says over here, basically since the aspasta is a long, very long vegetable, so the animal is dragging it with his mouth. So by definition, it's going to be dragging the rest of it. So he's going to be chayev, right? Depending on where the animal is eating, that's going to determine whether you're chayev or not. So therefore, if it dragged the whole thing, right? So then into Rishus Yochid, then we assume that we view it as if the whole vegetable is in Rishus Yochid, and vice versa, if it's in Rishus Rabim, it's in Rishus Rabim. Okay, vital. Mishnah says, Akluxus. Yeah, we say If the animal ate clothing, so then it's chayiv chatzi nezek. When is that? Then the Mishnah went to say, we don't quote it here, but the Mishnah then went to say, that is in Rishus HaNizek, but in Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara says, when he says, ahaya, the Gemara says, on which are, which cases are we talking about? Meaning when the Mishnah said, right, medvarim amurim, right, which case are we talking about? So, first of all, Amarav Akulu. Rav is saying, on all of them, meaning, that, again, what's all of them? Meaning that you had the first thing we said, that if an animal eats vegetables and regular normal fruit, Chayim Nezek Shalem. Then we said, if your Chayim eats Begodim, if he eats clothing, then your Chayim Chati Nezek. So when then the Mishnah said, right, that's only in Shuz HaNizek, but in Shuz HaRabim, you're going to be Pater. And what are those? So Rav says it's talking about both of those cases. I mean, Rav is holding both of those cases, meaning that if they ate the fruit or vegetables, right, again, the peros or yurakos. What is it, peros or? Yeah, it's peros yurakos, yeah, okay. So if it ate peros or yurakos, right, or kalim, regardless, right, in Manoshach, right, if it's in Shuz HaRabim, you're going to be Chayev. And if it's in Rishus Yochid, you're going to be, other way around, if you're going to Rishus Yochid, you're going to be Chayev, and if it's in Rishus Rabim, you're going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, 1 second, my timer, why would that be? Because again, you're Chayev for, if it ate something Mishuna, right, so you're Chayev in Rishus Rabim, right, so why would he say, it's Potter in Rishus Rabim, right, that's Mishuna, that's very strange for it to eat Begodim. So Gemara says, sorry, call him Mishana Uba Achav Shinabo Potter, because the case is, right, if someone does something weird and someone else does something weird after that, right, you're going to be potter. What does that mean? Right, meaning that if a person put, right, his clothing in Rishus HaRabim, so that's not a normal thing to do. Most people, right, the Rishus HaRabim is people are walking through, it's going to damage it. So if a person leaves his laundry in Rishus HaRabim and the animal comes along and damage it, right, it's the second weird thing to happen. Therefore, you're going to be potter. Even though normally, right, if there's animals acting strangely, right, you're going to be chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. But if that's on the heels of someone else acting strangely, so then you're not chayiv. Shmuel amar lo shana el b'peres v'yirakos. And then Shmuel says, no, like standard, you might have understood that that is all that when we say b'medavar amurim that you're chayiv in Rishus HaYochid and potter Rishus HaRabim, right, that's talking about the vegetables, which is normal halacha of shein, right? Aval ksus and kalim chayevus. But again, if an animal ate ksus and kalim, right, like you might have understood the pashup shot, right, that's already going to be a halacha of karen, and you're going to be chayev, right, in your shus harabim. V'chein amar Reish Lakish lakulu. Rasotu Reish Lakish said that it's referring to everybody, right? He's holding like Rav. The Azra Reish Lakish tamei. This is actually Reish Lakish's shita. The Reish Lakish, Damar Reish Lakish, Shtei Paros, Rishus Rabim, Achaz Revu Tzavachas Malachas. And the two, again, the two cows that are walking Rishus Rabim, one is squatting and one is walking. Right, Bota Malachas, Berevutza. Right, if the one that was walking kicked the one that was squatting down, that was sitting down, Ptura, that's Potter, because it's weird for an animal to squat down. And therefore, it's weird coming after something weird, the second one's going to be Potter. But Revutza Malachas, but if the one was sitting, right, or squatting, kicked the one that was walking, then it's going to be chayiv. Right, that's already standard case of Karen, right, acting strangely, right, in Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yochanan, right, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Lo shana b'peres yirakos, right, alvuk sus dekeinu chayeves. That's going to be like Shmuel. Right, Leimah Rabbi Yochanan, less like the Reish Lakish, afilu b'shtei paros. Does Rabbi Yochanan also argue with Reish Lakish in the case of the cows? Because again, Reish Lakish said we have the halacha of the Mishnah, right, it holds like Rav. And then he gave another example of the two cows, right, walking and squatting, whatever. But then, and then we had Rabbi Yochanan says he disagrees with the halacha of the Mishnah. Does he also disagree with the halacha with the cows? Squire says, no, not necessarily. Right, the olam isle, maybe he could hold like Reish Lakish in the case of the cows. Ksus of the ishi demarchi glimi mufatri. Right, by the case of putting clothing in Rishus HaRabim, right, sometimes that's normal. Maybe he would just simply disagree with the fact that people putting their laundry in Rishus HaRabim is weird. Right, maybe people do that. Right, people put down their clothing, etc., to dry or whatever. But it's not normal for an animal to kind of sit and squat down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. So that would be a case of doing mishuna after mishuna. Right, a strange thing after. What's the phrase in the Gemara? It is. Right, call Mishana Bo, Achar Vishina Bo, right, that would be a case of doing two Mishuna things back to back, and that would be a case where you'd be Potter. Okay, Vimnan is Mishalemis, right, again, if the animal benefits, right, from Shein or Shishan, I'm going to be Potter, but you do pay Mashinenis, right, if the animal had lunch, so then you pay for its lunch. How do you do that? How do you calculate that? What's the difference between damages, which is ostensibly the full value of the item, and mashanen is what the animal benefit from. The kama, that's the Gemara says, how much is that? So Rabba Amr Demei Omir, right? The value of Omir, which is animal food, again, which is basically the cheapest type of animal food, even if the animal ate, you know, fancy dishes or whatever, fancy delicacies, you're still going to pay just the most basic animal feed. Rava, Amar Rava says, Dmei Seorim Bezol, the value of barley when it is cheap. And Rashi says over here that is two-thirds the value of whatever it's being charged right now, two-thirds of the regular price. Okay, fine, because I guess that's at least the cheapest, meaning if it's on sale or whatever, I guess that's the cheapest you could, really the cheapest you could ever get. Okay, fine. Tani Gavasi D'Rabba, Tani Gavasi D'Rabba, and we have prices that support both shitas. Tani Gavasi D'Rabba, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Rishon Bar Yochai says, "In Mishlamis El Demei Amir Bilvad, right? You pay the price of Amir this animal feed. Tanik Kavos De Rava, right? Imnanes Mishlamis Mashanes Ketar. What's the case? Achla Kavu Kavayim. If it ate one kav or two kav, that's a measurement. Ain Omrim Tshalom Demei Amel Omdim Kama Adam Rotzul Lechal Behemto Davar Royla Avol Pisha Ino Raga. Meaning, you don't do the value. You don't do an evaluation if he ate a kav or two kavs, right? You just kind of figure out how much you would pay, right, to give his animal lunch." Right, right, regardless, right, even if it's an food he's not used to, and therefore if it ate something that's bad for it, right, that then it's going to be potter, because the animal has not benefited, right, there's no mashkenenes, the animal has not benefited whatsoever. Okay, now getting on, lo havas, right, so now we're getting on to the sugi of zen and of zel choser. Just in a nutshell, what is that case? That case, yeah, well, we'll see what the case is in a second, but what that means is, zed nene, one guy benefits, vizel uchoser, and another guy doesn't lose anything. Meaning in a situation where a person benefits from his friend's stuff, but his friend somehow doesn't lose anything. We'll see exactly what the case is in a second. Obviously, if you eat anything and consume any produce or whatever, obviously your friend is losing. But in the cases where the friend doesn't lose any money, but you benefit, right, do you owe him money? Do you have to pay for that situation? Well, I guess we'll see one case in the example in a second, and then I'll give a very fascinating nafkamina where some of my friends in yeshiva wanted to apply this concept. So let's see the Gemara, I'll try and remember to bring in the shaila that they raised. Amar Leh Ruchista Rami Bar Chama. Yes, Ruchista says Rami Bar Chama Lo Habis Kabon But Urso Betchuma. Right, the Boilon. Mili Mal Yosa, right? You weren't with us in the Beis Medrash last night. Literally means within the Tchum, but okay. You weren't with us. Right? Apparently he was out for Shabbos, right? He went on Shabbaton, right? You missed the Shabbaton, or you weren't here for Yeshiva for Shabbos. And we had this great shmooze. We had a great Shiloh. Amar, he said, my Mili Mal Yosa. Okay, well, tell me now. What was the great thing that you heard? So Amar Lei, he said to him, Hadar Bechatzer Chaveru Shlomi Daito. If a person lives in his friend's field, right, without him knowing, right? Does he have to pay for it or not? Does he have to pay? Right? That was the shaila that we had Friday night. We're throwing it around right after the tish. That was the shmooz. So Gemara says, "Echidami." Well, what's the case? If the chotzer is lo kaimela agra, is not going to be rented out, v'gavra lo avid lamegar, and the guy himself doesn't need to rent a place, he just happens to be kind of hanging out there. I mean, he has a house already. So zelo nenev, zelo chaser. So this guy's not benefiting. This guy's not losing anything. Meaning that he hasn't provided a tangible benefit, right, for him to put up a tent and sleep there. He has another place to sleep. He doesn't really need to sleep. He doesn't need to really rent out a place. And this guy is not renting it out anyway, so he hasn't lost anything. So obviously, in that case, he doesn't have to pay. If the field is standing to rent out, and now you can't rent it out because this guy is squatting there, and the guy actually needs a place to sleep, he usually has to rent out a house, and he happens to be homeless right now. What do you mean? So that, of course, wait, this he's going to have to pay him for it, because this guy's losing out, and this guy's benefiting. So the low truth of the case is, the low kaimel agra, right, the case is where the field is not being rented out, the guy's not using it, but this guy needs a place to sleep. Right, he needs to rent out an apartment. So what do we do? Right, Matzi Amrle, can he say to him, my chazarticha? Can the guy who's kind of threw up his tent over there said, can he claim, what do you mean? I haven't caused you any damages. What's the problem? Right, I'm literally living on your field, and let's assume there's no damage to the field, and you know, obviously, the field is still fully worth whatever it was. So you could say to him, can he say to him, I haven't caused you any loss? Odomar, maybe Matzi Amrle, or maybe the guy who owns the field can say, Hayatanis. Right, you had benefit. You had benefit, and therefore, if you benefit from my stuff, right, you have to pay me. So the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of different possibilities and try and prove, right, what the halacha is. We're not going to finish it up today. We're going to get up to Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom, and then we'll have some more to talk about tomorrow. But just before we get there, a fascinating application of this Gemara. I was a shiloh when I was in the yeshiva. They asked, is it mutter to move down at a baseball game? Now, obviously, a lot of us do that. But let's say you buy the $20 seats, and just take an extreme example, you sneak down to the box seats. So the shiloh is, well, again, you don't do this initially, right? You do it in the, you know, let's say you do it in the seventh inning. So at that point, right, that seat is either bought and paid for, likely, right, by some sort of company, or no one's coming in the seventh inning to buy that seat. So it means that you moving down, right, the stadium is not losing anything, ostensibly. Obviously, there are a lot of factors here, but just the shiloh was, right, the stadium is not losing anything by you moving down. Right? They're not selling that seat. That seat is either sold or not sold. Yeah? And you are benefiting because now you have better seats. So that's a case of zenene v'zelo chaser. You're benefiting on the one hand. On the other hand, the stadium and the baseball team is not losing anything because lechora, right? That, you know, that seat is either bought or not bought. Obviously, there are a lot of permutations, and you can a lot of very interesting discussion. That's kind of the shy that we were talking about one day in yeshiva. Okay, but either way, so that's you can think about it. You can think about that when we're done with the daf, when we're done with the daf. Okay, so let's get a couple of proofs here. Figure out what the din is. Amar lei. So basically, Rambam Brachama said back to Rav Chisda, Masnisani. It's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Hey, Masnisan." Rav Chisda says, "What Mishnah?" So Amar lei, Lichi the Shamishli. So it's fascinating. Do me a favor. Do me a Shumish Tamid Chachamim, right? Big mitzvah, and then I'll tell you. So Shakol Sudra, right? So he took his coat, the karachle, and folded it up. Amar lei. And he said back to him, "Well, our Mishnah, Reim Nenes Mishalemes Mashenenes. If the animal benefits from the produce, right, you have to pay." Right, what the animal benefited from. So Amar Rava said, now Rava wasn't the person talking, right? That was Rav Chisda and Rami Brachama. So Rava said, apparently heard about this. Kama lo choli v'lo margish, gav Rava demari v'sai. Right, oy vey. Right, how this person, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped this guy out, right, didn't make him sick or whatever, right, because that's a terrible proof. The avokad lo dami l'masnisin, kabli minei, right, because even though the Mishnayos are not similar, Rav Chisda was Mekabel, right, this proof, right? Hi, zen of a zelo chaser. Hi, what do you mean? That's not a case of zen and of zelo chaser. Animal ate this guy's stuff, right? Hi, zen and of a zelo chaser. Wait, it's benefiting. Meaning our Mishnah is zen and of zelo chaser, where the animal benefited, and the owner of the stuff lost his produce. In this case, right, the shaila we're trying to solve is zen and of zelo chaser. Rami Brachama. So why did Rami Brachama accept, right, that as a proof? So, because Stam Peres, Rishis Rabim, Mefkuri Mafkerlu, because he held that if you leave your produce out in Rishis Rabim on the street, so that must be Hafker, right? So you're a Mafker, that stuff. So that is a case of Zenna and Zelo Chaser, because you're already Mafker your Peros, right? You're already Mafker their produce, and therefore the animal eats it, right? Okay, fine. Maseder, you're not eating anything that belongs to anybody. Fine. So another proof. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hamakiv Chaveru Mishalosh Ruchosav. If a person has fields on three sides of a friend's field, right? Like in, let's say, Reuven has three fields on the sides of Shimon's field, the gadar harishonim is hashniyah v'ashlishis, and on those three sides, right? So Reuven made a fence, right, between his property and Shimon's property. So in that case, ain mechayven oso, right? We don't make him chayev, meaning we don't make Shimon chayev to pay for the walls because his field, right, is still open on the fourth side. But harivias, but if the fourth side, meaning if Reuven put a fence on Shimon's fourth side, so then mechayven oso. Then we make him pay some of the fields. Shmamin, apparently, what do you say? Zen v'zelo choser chayev, right? And that's the case of zen and v'zelo choser, right? Because the, what's it called? Because what's zen and v'zelo choser? Meaning Shimon is nana because now he has four fences around his field, and Reuven, right, is not losing anything. Right, because he put up the fields, right, to be the fences to begin with. That's the Gemara says, no, shiny awesome to Amrlei at garanto lihekefa yisera. No, because you could say to him, no, you, the guy, that's not like he's zenav zelo chaser, because the guy, because Reuven who put up that fourth wall can say, right, you made me put up the fourth fence, right? Meaning if your field wasn't in the middle, right, I wouldn't have needed, right, to put a fence between my field and your field, if your field wasn't there. So that you could say that you caused me, right, to have to put up those fences, so you should have to pay for it. Tashma, bring another proof. Am Rabbi Yossi, im amad nikaf v'gadar esarevias megal gana lov zakol. If Shimon, who has his fields, right, surrounded on three fences, on three sides, and then he went up and put the fourth fence up, then we make him pay for all of it. right? Meaning, because that, in that case, right, he applied that he wanted all of those fences. The time, meaning we can help him pay for all of it. Meaning he has to help pay for some of the other ones. All of the other ones. Time of the Gadar Nikaf, right, Hamakif Potter. But that seems to imply that if Reuven was the guy who put up the fourth wall, then he'd be Potter. Shimon would be Potter, right, from paying for, meaning Shimon, the guy who had the field in the middle, right, would be Potter to pay for the fourth, for the, all the fences. Even though, right, Zenon of Zenon Chazer, right, because the Zenon of Zenon Chazer, because he's not losing anything. Meaning the Reuven, who put up the fourth fence on the fourth side, right, isn't losing anything, and Zelo Chazer, meaning and Shimon is benefiting. So Gemara says, "Shiny House and the Amar Le the Disagili Ben Tira Berzuza." No, because you could say that no, if Reuven put up the fourth fence, right, he could have said, I would have put up a Zuz fence, meaning a very cheap fence. But now, they put up a more expensive fence, right? So then the Chora. What's going on here? You should have to pay for it. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. By Israel, the Shoshnayim Shanaflu. If you have a two-story house, right, the top floor owned by one guy, bottom floor owned by another guy. And Amar Balaliyah Labala Bayis Lufnosu in a rotza. And get Shanaflu, and it falls down. And the Aliyah, I mean the guy who owns the second floor, right, tells the guy who owns the first floor to build up the building so he can build his second floor on top of it. Vuna in a rotza, but the first guy doesn't want to rebuild his house. So the second guy, meaning the guy who owned the top second floor, can build basically the first guy's house, and he can live there, right, until the guy who owned the first floor, right, decides, you know, to pay him for it, and then he can go and build the second floor. So you see Yosef with the Mechayev Labalabais, Haschar Alo. But apparently what you see, he doesn't have to pay rent. So Shmami knows that Nevzal Chazar Potter. Again, because now what's happening? The guy who owned the top floor is benefiting. The guy who owned the bottom floor is not losing anything because he didn't want the house. So he doesn't have to pay rent. So he's Potter. Apparently we see Zen and Nevzal Chazar is Potter. So Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam, the base of the Alaliyah, the Mishtabid, no, that's different. Because the guy who owned the first floor has an achrayas, he has an obligation. The guy who owned the second floor, right, can actually take in the beis din, right, and make sure that he builds the bottom floor. So we're going to say if he's not going to build the bottom floor, we're going to at least allow the guy who owned the second floor, right, to live right in that first floor. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av Zeh Hadar Bechatzer Chaver Shalom Midaito Tzarech La'alos Oschar. Right, even the case in the scenario with the guy on the second floor, right, if he lives in the first floor without the guy knowing, he has to pay him rent. Maybe we see the opposite, that no, he does have to pay rent, so then he has to be chayef. Then we see that it's chayef. No, that's the case because he's going to black, literally means to blacken the walls. But if you build a new house and the guy lives there, right, and you're going to damage it, there's going to be damage to the apartment, the fact that you're going to blacken the walls from the oven and the soot and whatever, so then you're going to have to pay because that's already, you're going to bring down the value of the house. So therefore, we don't really have a proof from all those prices. And Shalchua Bey Rabbi Ami, as they said to the base manager, Rabbi Ami, so Omar, they said, V'chime Oslo Machisro Maziko. Rabbi Ami said back to them, he didn't do any damage, so therefore, right, even if he's benefiting, you don't have to pay because he hasn't caused them a loss. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, Nizyashe v'davar, we got to figure it out. Hadar shokul kamei the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, they asked him again, and Amar kuli haylo shokul uvazli, right, he said, you sent me the same question, right, ilu ashke chaba, taima, lo shokhanu luhu, right, if I would have had some sort of logic, I would have had some sort of reason, I would have sent you and given you and told you what I think, but I haven't sent you anything, so I don't know. It's a classic, kind of like a whatever. I don't know, make a joke about a Tana, Viter, or an Amora. Now, Itmar, it was said, Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yochanan. What does Rav Yochanan hold? Rav Kahana says, Rav Yochanan says, Eino tzarech la'alos lo schar, that Zenan of Zelach Chaser does not have to pay, and Rav Yavau, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yavau says that Rav Yochanan holds that tzarech la'alos lo schar, that Zenan of Zelach Chaser does have to pay. Now, Rav Papa is going to have a whole qualification on this. We're going to do that tomorrow with Hashem. And then we'll go right to the Hilchos Shas. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. May we hear Bsoros Tovos and Yeshua for Am Yisrael. Amen. Ken Yerotzen.